Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with Stefan Denev. Part two of the Barnes-Stachowski Festival. This is very exciting.
Yes, I'm so happy that last week the feedback of the audience was so warm. People loved actually this contextualization of the music, and that's what we are continuing today, indeed, to put the music in the perspective of the historical fact that happened in Philadelphia with Stachowski and Barnes.
And with the music integrated with his symphonic play, it really puts you back in time. And last week, we were in the early years of the 20th century. This week, we are now in the teens, the 20s, and the 30s of the 20th century. And that first piece of music was so wonderful, Mio.
Yes, Création du Monde. The fact is, I love that music can build bridges between cultures. And in fact, that's really what jazz did at the start of the 20th century. It was, we forget now, it was really the new big thing in everywhere in the world, but also in Europe. It was just something that fascinated totally the French. And indeed, many of them, as the actor said, Maurice Ravel and Mio and others, just went to New York to listen to clubs in Harlem and to listen to Gershwin himself. And that's great because the Création du Monde indeed sounds very much idiomatic. It sounds very close to what they heard, but of course with a little French touch and a little bit more symphonic construction. So for me, that's a really successful piece that can mix the real sound of America.
And where does the Poulenc fall within this program?
Well, the fact is, Stachowski is an organ player. It's not like there is a special story with this concerto in particular that is linked to either Barnes or Stachowski, but we thought that this would indeed be a good way to feature the side of Stachowski, which is so important in his imagination, which is Stachowski, the organist.
And we're about to hear The Rite of Spring, which is very exciting. And we've gone from that first work, the Mio, with a very small number of musicians on stage. Rite of Spring involves a huge orchestra, doesn't it?
Yes, it's one of the biggest orchestras you can imagine, indeed. And though something very strange, there's not a lot of percussion in it. People imagine that because it's a very rhythmical piece, there would be a huge amount of percussion, but very strangely enough, apart from, of course, two famous set of timpanis, that's a lot of timpani, but otherwise, it's not a big number of percussions. But the orchestra is wild, you know, a lot of woodwinds and some very special instruments, like, of course, the flute in G, the flute en sol, the low flute, and a lot of bass clarinets, for instance, and contrabassoon. But also, one instrument which I adore, which is very rare, is the bass trumpet. I think that's the only piece that I ever conducted that use the bass trumpet, and it's a very special sound, and we have here Eric Carlson, who played it so well. It's very, very impressive. And then you have also tuban, a lot of tubas and some tuban, and so it's very colorful. And indeed, sometimes people focus a lot on the rhythm, the kind of dancey feeling of the sacre. I personally love the lyricism of it and the colors of it. I really worked very, very hard with the orchestra to try to find some great texture and balance and to offer really some special sounds. And I tell you, I'm in heaven because this orchestra is phenomenal.
So how should we approach it as listeners?
I think really that you should close your eyes maybe and really try to imagine something. I mean, I love that it's still quite narrative. I don't like music to be abstract. And I think actually you have just to let your senses be just excited by all what you will hear. And I think this is a music that makes you vibrate, of course, that makes you imagine a lot of fairy visions, a lot of sometimes violent visions. Yeah, so for me, it's just a piece that you have to let yourself go and go for the trip. It's quite a trip.
Thank you so much, Stefan Denev.
It's my pleasure to speak with you, and I hope you will enjoy the sacre that I'm about to conduct now.